We have got the brand new Jonas Brothers song. It's called What a Man Gotta Do. Liv the Web Girl loves it. We'll play that coming up, less than 10 minutes. So just hang out with us, and you'll get to hear that if you have not heard it already. And we'll play it later on again this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. So Liv the Web Girl, as far as I know, no wedding in your future, as far as you and Jewel Daddy. I think you guys might get married one day, though. I could at least see it. Who knows? I know it's still early, but I think you guys could be a couple.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, better get invited to the wedding. you have some wedding planning questions?
Yes, kind of. So my cousin just got engaged, I would say probably like 3 months ago or so. And her fiance are starting to plan the wedding. They cannot agree on absolutely anything. Like, they are disagreeing about the amount of people, the venue, if it's going to be in the country, if it's going to be out of the country, food, anything you could think of, they are disagreeing on. Like, butting heads, they haven't even begun to plan the wedding because of how much you're disagreeing with the plan.
Have they always been the type of couple that totally is on opposite ends when it comes to just like agreeing on things, or is this the only time where they've been like complete opposites, like they cannot agree?
I mean, they don't agree on everything, obviously, like any couple, but it's not like they're polar opposites always, because they're not. They have a lot of similar interests. They have a ton of similar interests. They're both kind of like hipsters and like into music and stuff like that and into traveling. Like, they have similar interests, but they cannot for the life of them agree on anything about this. So I kind of beg the question, are you compatible even if you cannot even agree on any of the wedding planning? Like, they are struggling so hard to make any plans for this wedding because they can't agree.
I would say, yeah, 833-563-2539. You're still compatible even if you can't, because I feel like in my experience with a wedding, it was a cluster. What about you, Pork Chop?
I don't know. I've seen, like I said, I used to DJ weddings, so I deal with this a lot. And I think that just happens. It's a part of, you know, dating and being engaged. So, yeah, I don't think it's that too big of an issue.
But here's the thing. I understand you guys are going to have differing opinions on some of the wedding planning, and someone's got to give. You guys got to find a compromise. They have found zero compromises in any of this. It's literally halted them from planning this wedding. They haven't set a date. They haven't picked a place. Any of this, even though they've been trying for 3 months. After 3 months and not even being able to set anything set in stone because neither one of them wants to compromise, or neither one of them wants to like give up one thing for the other, that shows me almost like you're not compatible.
You know what I see? If that continues to be an issue, and let's say there's some like big argument, then maybe I can see, like, I could see it ending. I wonder if that's ever happened. Has someone argued over the wedding planning?
And just called it off?
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you rather call it off now than when you're married and you have to get a divorce? Like, maybe this is almost like a sign from the universe. Oh, hear me out.
Okay.
Maybe this is almost like a sign from the universe that they're not meant to be. If they can't even plan a wedding together, how are they going to raise children together, deal with a mortgage together? Like, maybe this is a sign.
I feel like a wedding and planning it out is the hardest dang thing you'll do, one of them in life, because you know why? You got everybody with their input. Family? Oh, God, I don't even want to get started with my mother-in-law, and I love her. But everybody's got an opinion. They want to push it on you. Especially, I feel a lot of sympathy for the females that are, if they're planning out the wedding and the dudes are just sitting back, oh, it can be a pain in the butt. Like, you got to stand up. It's like, thanks for the suggestion, Mom. Thanks, Aunt Pam, whatever it might be. Let's go to Heather this morning. Heather, you're on Joan McKenzie. What do you think?
I know Liv said that they just won't compromise, but that's my best suggestion. Like, if one person wants 200 people and the other person wants 100, then go in the middle at 150. Same with that, like, if they're wanting an out of country versus in country, maybe just do like a different state wedding.
So obviously, Heather, that seems like the answer to compromise, but like theoretically, like if they can't compromise, like then what?
Do you think it's over?
No, maybe just don't have a wedding and just do something very simple and just go get married.
Like a courthouse?
If you love each other, if you love each other, you'll find a way.
I wonder if there's like a wedding therapist. Ooh, I wonder, Hire a wedding planner, maybe.
Well, so that's what they want to do. So one of them wants to go see a wedding planner, and another person is like, "That's a waste of time. Like, we're not even going to have a big enough. We're not going to have a big enough wedding to even really where we would need to use a wedding planner."
Now I really want to go to this wedding just to see how much of a cluster it really is going to be.
And it's not just small. Like, it's not just like one person wants 100, one person wants 200. We're saying like one person wants 300, one person wants 50. Like, these are huge differences. One person wants a European wedding. Another person wants it in the city they live in. Like, these are very dramatic differences.
Joe, imagine DJing that wedding. One of them's going to want country song. One of them's going to want pop music. Hey, don't play that. It's like,
I think they're what they all can agree on is absolutely no country.
You know, I'm surprised Porkchop hasn't been like, "Well, did you know I'm a DJ if they need a DJ?"
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.